Hello and welcome to the Influencer Effect. I have a very special guest today. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes. Hello, everyone. It is Asante Madrigal, or also known as King Asante, and I'm excited to be here.
Yay. So just tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you? What do you post about? What platforms are you on? What are you known for?
I feel like I be yapping on the internet about, you know, celebrity gossip, movies, yeah. TV shows, just like anything that's like piques my interest or Gen Z. But yeah, I feel like a lot of it has to be celebrity stuff though. I think that's a focus that I really like, and just kind of the influencer LA life when it comes to like events and stuff. So
yeah. We love that. We have very similar niches,
definitely,
which is how we found each other. How long have you been doing this? How long have you been influencing? You're one of the OGs in my mind.
Oh my God. I was thinking about this because I knew I was going to get this question, but it's been since 2019 in December. So
wow.
It's been about, I can't do math. I'm sorry.
Like
5 years?
5 years. It'll be 6 years at the end of this year. That's crazy.
Which is so crazy to me. I'm like, oh my God, I'm like aging myself.
No, I've been doing this for a year and it's felt like forever. I can't even imagine like how you feel. That's so impressive. The longevity, like it's just so impressive because so many people will start influencing and then kind of just give up on it, or not even give up, or just like, this is not for me. This is a very challenging thing to do. And I say this cautiously because I know there's been a lot of hate about people saying influencing isn't a real job or content creation isn't really hard. I'm not saying that it's hard work. I'm saying that it's a lot of work. And it is hard work if you want to succeed, almost, if you want to continue to grow, because you need to find the avenues to take that will help you grow, which I think a lot of people don't realize. It's basically running a business, and that business is yourself. So yes, obviously we're not doing brain surgery. We know that. We didn't have to go to like 7 years of school for that, for this, but it is definitely, it's work. And 5 years is super impressive, especially in such a new industry.
Thank you. Did you go to school?
I did go to school. I went to, just did 4 years undergrad though. No sort of grad school
Me
or
too.
Anything.
Wait, yeah. What did you major in? I feel like I know. Is it communications?
Yes. Oh yeah, sure was.
Oh my God, me too.
I love it. We're so similar.
This is why I like her, because like the calm is coming out.
Yeah. All the way. I did a double major. I did public relations and media studies, which is basically social media studies. So like, it was classes of building social media platforms for brands, which was really cool and like progressive of my school, because definitely a newer thing to do. And I learned about it in school, which was really cool. I like took classes about like influencers and like how they could help brands and stuff like that. So I guess this does kind of make sense for me.
Yeah, definitely. Do you think that like your degree helped you with your like influencing? Because I get that question a lot too.
I do. Like, did I know how to use social media before going to college? Yes. Did I learn a lot about marketing? For sure. And like, I find that I use my degree the most when I'm on business calls or talking to brands or something like that, because that's when I'm like, all right, I have my marketing hat on and I'm marketing myself, basically. What about you?
I feel like I think in the beginning I used it and relied on it a little bit more, but then I realized like social media is, you can't do things by the book really.
Yes, yeah.
But like, I think it's a good foundation to have to like talk to people and understand your audience and stuff. But then I realized like all these traditional things that I was taught was not working for me.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I think when I go off the book, I feel like I'm more creative and have more fun and people resonate with it more. So I don't know. I feel like I did use it a little bit in the beginning. And I think I kind of like you, I think I use it more off camera, like when I'm with businesses and stuff like that. So,
yeah, I think it's hard because like if everyone could just Google how to go viral, everyone would go viral. Like you need to find how you yourself can go viral, because what works for someone is not going to work for you. Like, I started posting lifestyle content like 2 years ago. No one cared. My life's not very interesting. So I started talking about other people's lives, and that's when people started to care. And I love celebrity gossip. I love celebrity news. I love reality TV. So it felt super natural for me. So
and
how
you're
did
really good at it too.
Thank you. So are
and
you.
And also too, I have to just kind of cut you off and also say that like it's super cool to like see other people like join this like industry of like celebrities and kind of like a reporter and news outlets, because I also feel like we're changing that culture of like not being so negative and like mean, and like I think like before it was a little bit more messy, like 10 years ago, even 5 years ago.
100%, it was so messy.
I think it's brought a lot of like nuance, and I don't know, I just think people are a little bit more just nicer about it, you know. I don't know how you feel, but that's kind of how I feel.
I always try to lead with kindness. You won't find me being like, screw that person, they right. suck, like whatever. Like, I am there to like give the news with my spin on it without being super critical. Like, unless someone's like literally like cheating on their partner, then I'm going to be like, all right, they're a jerk. But like, if some news story comes out, like for example, let's say the Alex Cooper and Alex Earl news story came out, I saw a lot of people making videos being like, oh, Alex is like, I can't say Alex and Alex. Alex Cooper is definitely in the right. Alex Earl is definitely in the right. And I just like reported it as it was being said, because I was like, you never know what's going to come out.
Right.
You know, right. Like what, initially when the Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni stuff came out, everyone was on Blake's side. And now everyone's on Justin's side. So I try to stay neutral. And I feel like you do the similar thing.
Yeah, and I think like when it feels right to like speak out or like give my opinion, I will. But like even when I do give my opinion, I feel like I'm just like, it's more like constructive criticism. Yes. And like feedback. It's not me being rude or mean, yeah. You know, but it's a hard balance, because like,
yeah.
I think sometimes I want to give no opinion, and then people are like, Asante, we want your opinion. And then I give my opinion,
yeah.
And people are like, actually, we don't like it. So
actually, we disagree, so we hate you. And you're so, like,
I'm just
so
like,
sorry.
I don't know which one to choose, but I think like after doing this for so long, like I don't really care what people comment or have to say about me. And I think like the right audience will come to you, and like that's truly what I want to build, you know, is just the right audience for me. It doesn't have to be like the most viral thing ever. But as long as like I feel good about the video and like people feel good about the video, there's some value in it, like we can
definitely
call it a day, you know?
Yeah. And like, as long as you're happy with what you're posting, that's all that matters. And it resonates with you, and you don't feel like you're being fake, then that's really what matters at the end of the day. You don't want to like put out something and then feel bad about it, feel guilty about it, you know? Like, if I put out videos just like bullying celebrities and influencers all day, I would have a guilty conscience about it, you know? Yeah.
I can't lie though, I was a little messy in the beginning of things.
Yes.
Before I moved to LA, I think I was a little bit more messy, and not in a messy way like I hate this person, blah, blah, blah. I was just in people's business, like to the point where it was just like, all right, like that didn't need to be made a video. Like one I remember particularly, it was about like Noah Beck being gay and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I don't know what I was doing, but I made a video about him. This was like in 2020. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I think he was hanging out with like Vinny Hacker and all these boys and all this stuff. And I was like, I feel like he's just playing into it. Like, I'm like, are you gay? Are you not gay? Like, you need to tell us, blah, blah, blah. And like, I don't think that's the right position for me to like be doing, you know, like to be like, what are you? You know, like questioning someone's like sexuality on the internet. And Noah Beck, like, I think he replied in one of my comments and stuff. And I was like, oh my God, like these people are actually like seeing this. And then like 2 or 3 years later, I meet him. And we have a little conversation, and he seemed so nervous to talk to me, and I just felt so bad. And I was like, I think the second time I saw him, I was like, hey, can I interview you? And we did like a little interview and stuff. So like, I think seeing the impact that like videos have on people, even if it's like the not the most viral thing, like I think it really changed my perspective on doing content. And I'm not saying like, oh my God, I need to kiss celebrities' asses and brands' asses, but just I think just like, even if the video is a little longer, to give a little bit more nuance and like, I think constructive criticism, I think is really important. So I kind of move in that way a little bit more, like thinking about the other person before I'm just like spewing out like crazy things, you know?
100%. And that literally just happened to me. And I was so sad last night because I made a video about the traitors. About, are you following the season of the traitors?
I'm a little behind, but yes.
Okay. I won't give any spoilers, but there's been rumors that Danielle broke her NDA and basically told Brittany that she was a traitor. I made a video about this, and I watched this video like 5 times or like 10 times even since this happened because I wanted to make sure I was not mean at all. And I don't think I was. I literally was just saying, there's this rumor, Danielle broke her NDA. Carolyn kind of confirmed it by saying like everyone in the mansion knew that Danielle was a traitor. That was the video. I opened my comments 2 days ago. I got a comment from Carolyn. I don't know how I missed it from 2 days ago. And wait, let me see if I should I pull up the exact
Oh
comment.
God. See, this is what the people want to hear from
I get a comment
Amazon.
and I made a video today about it because I felt so bad. I literally made an apology video. I didn't need to make an apology video, but I felt so bad and I don't think I was mean. Like if anyone wants to watch the video and see if I was mean, please let me know because I don't think I was. But she wrote, OMG, I'm done talking for real. This is too much. I haven't confirmed anything, girl. And I was like, I am so sorry.
Yeah. I feel like it also just comes with the business. Like I don't think it matters even how you say it. It's just like being in the celebrity world, like drama, gossip world, like people just don't like it. And like that's kind of what you have to like, I don't know how to put it, but like it's just something you have to just take. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's just you can't that your audience loves it, but like that one celebrity or that like person on that show like might not, and like it doesn't matter how you say it like at all, it's just like the principle of it, like you know, so it's just kind of like it does feel very personal a lot of the times, but I've learned that like you it's not personal at all kinds of other outlets are also reporting on it, but when it's a creator all of a sudden it's like it feels like you're being called out, but it's just kind of a part of doing this work and this job. And you know, you have to just really like detach like from it, I think.
I just feel bad because Danielle also commented, and this
Whoa,
was
she commented all that?
she commented all that on my video.
Oh my God! Whoa! Girl, now she ChatGPT'd a
No,
response.
it's 3 paragraphs, and she's basically like,
I'm gagged.
how dare you fall for this hate online? Just because you don't like me as a player doesn't mean you have the right to. And I was like, never in the video did I say I didn't like her as a player.
You need to reply back to her, and you need to say what you need to say.
I want to, but I also am like, I can't. I was just like, I
Because
never want to
that's,
spread
you know what I
hate.
mean? But like, I feel like you saying something about it is like, that's you. Like, you know what I mean?
I'll
And
say it
there are
on
moments.
the podcast. I'll say it on the podcast.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, what is your response to her?
My
What is your response?
response is that, Danielle, I don't think anyone ever deserves the internet coming against them. I don't. But I also think when you sign up for reality TV, you kind of are signing up for this. And I know she's been getting a lot of hate. I also haven't added to the hate. Have I, in my own home, been like, she's a terrible player? Yes, because I don't think she's a good player. That's just my opinion. I haven't said anything about her as a person ever, ever. But commenting on my video, because I know it was probably like her 17th video of the day that she had seen, and it was like her breaking point. That's my theory, because a lot of the comment doesn't make sense pertaining to what I posted about. She's like, pitchforks coming at me, like stuff like that. I was like, not sending anyone after you.
Right.
This is just a rumor that has been absolutely everywhere online that I am reporting on. That is my job. End of story.
Whoa.
But
That is just, I didn't realize it was three paragraphs, and I think now that you gave me more context, like, no, but I do think like there's sometimes that you have to like step out of your content and like show who you are, and like kind of like what you just did with the response, because like you don't want people to frame you as this bad person and like villainize you. So like I think sometimes it is important to just be like, hey guys, like that's not what I meant to do. if
no,
you've seen
and
her
I
face,
apologize. I messaged her privately, and I was
you don't
like,
even need to apologize though, because you didn't say anything mean. But you didn't say anything. You know what? No, 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 no. You apologize when you do something wrong. You didn't do anything wrong.
Right? I know. But I just know it's probably like really hard for her right now getting the amount of backlash that she is. And I didn't want to be adding to that. So I just felt bad. But I know I also didn't do anything.
No. It's yeah, she probably just, I don't know. I think it's just, she probably feels like everyone's ganging up on her and stuff. But it's like,
yeah.
Hey, we're getting more eyeballs on your show. I don't know. Like,
and I think that's something you kind of have to realize if you want to go into content creation or reality TV in their case, is with all the eyes comes hate. And if you can't handle it, which I'm learning to handle it, you know, it's not the job for you, I guess, because no matter, even the nicest people online, I see getting a lot of hate. People who post nothing controversial. And I'm like,
right.
You know, not everyone's going to like you. You're not going to be everyone's cup of tea. What was like your first experience with like getting a hate comment, and like, how did you handle it?
I don't think. I think it was like back in the day when I first started, I didn't really know what I wanted to do as a content creator. I think a lot of people feel that in that position.
Yeah, totally.
I want to be a creator and I want to do this, but I don't know what I want to do. Mm-hmm. But I actually did something completely different from like pop culture and celebrities and stuff. Was just doing silly dances, and from time to time I would do like a little bit of activism.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like in 2020, there was, you know, it was COVID and like Black Lives Matter, and like a lot of just like we were stuck at home, you know. I definitely just talked about a lot of social issues, and like I just remember people like not being like just hating on that for like no reason. I don't know, I think there comes a point in time where you just realize if you really want to do this as a job, like you have to just have like, you can't really care what people think. I know it sounds so, everyone says this all the time, but like you just really can't. And you can't internalize comments, and you just do you, you know. If you're getting an overwhelming backlash, well, maybe it's time to reevaluate, right? But like, if the whole internet isn't coming for you, like you're
doing something right.
You're probably
If you got a little bit, you got a little corner of people supporting you, you're doing something right, you know?
Right. And like, you just hope that people know your intentions and your heart. You're like doing something. So, I feel you. I feel like there's very similar experiences that me and you have had on it, but I don't know. I think after doing this for so long, I just don't really care anymore.
Yeah.
I just know I have a good heart, good intentions, and talk about important things. So like, it doesn't bother me because I think I know who I am. So if anyone tries to like frame me or like change that, like it doesn't bother me, you know?
No, that is such a good answer, and something I also need to start implementing. I will give myself like, I don't know. I have handled most of the hate I've gotten pretty well. I don't let it really affect my life at all. Like I see it and I'm like, whatever. Those comments from the people who I watch, it's just because like it's people I'm literally watching on my TV commenting.
Yeah,
being
you idolize
like,
them. You love them. You
yeah,
love them.
And I love watching them, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to make their day worse, you know. But yeah, I think it's also hard, and I think you were kind of touching on this before. Like, it feels like you're almost shouting into the abyss until you have a video go viral, and then you realize actual people are seeing what you're saying. Like, like you said, you had that experience with Noah Beck. Have there ever been any other celebrities or influencers who have like slid into your DMs or like commented on a video being like, hey, stop it?
This is so funny. But I remember doing a video about, I don't think I've talked about this like publicly, but I did a video about James Charles and, you know, and all the allegations against him, of course. And I saw him in person.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of chatted with him. He was really nice for like a minute or two. And then the next day I look on Instagram and I look on TikTok, and he blocked me on both of them.
Oh my God.
It was close to me like talking about all the allegations. And like, I liked him. I think he's a funny creator. I think he's a great businessman.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he really added to like just, I think, visibility to like the LGBT plus community.
Yeah, definitely.
You know? So I think to like, I don't know, wake up and be blocked by someone Isn't the
That
best
you met in real life too. That's
isn't the best
crazy.
person isn't the best thing to happen, but like I think from that point on I was like, well, like, hey, if people aren't blocking you or aren't criticizing you, then maybe you aren't doing something too different, you know? So that was that sucked, but also like, dude, you're literally like a child predator, so you know, allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
Let me add that
Allegedly, that's my favorite word.
in.
If you want to go into pop culture content creation, get
Allegedly.
allegedly tattooed across your forehead because
Literally.
that will be your most used word every day.
Yeah.
Or I've heard through the grapevine, or the rumor is, like, you never say something straight up unless it's literally confirmed a
Yeah, even if it's
100,000
confirmed
times.
sometimes, you just want to, especially if it's like a big like thing, you always want to say allegedly.
Allegedly.
So yeah, that was a weird experience for me to like see someone that I like would watch as a kid, and then like I'm like kind of reporting on him, kind of like you. I didn't say anything negative or bad. Obviously, the story is not a good story to talk about,
No,
but
but it's a story that happened in real
and it's
life.
important. I think it's important to talk about, especially like creators and influencers. Like if it's like holding people accountable sometimes, and like I think some people mistaken that as like someone being mean. So,
Exactly,
and I
yeah.
don't think that's right.
No, and I think people get upset because they're like, "Oh, I didn't want you to tell that story, whether it's real or not." And I'm like, if it's a real story, then it's something that happened and people have the right to talk about it, especially if you're a public figure. Someone who handles it great, on the other hand, is Ken Urich. She has, like, I've made videos about her and she follows me. And I'm like, I
Oh.
love you, queen. Like, and she's
Wow.
messaged me, like, said super nice things about my videos. And I like, she was like, if you ever have to report on me, like, I'll take it on the chin. Like, she's just like, all right, whatever, I understand. Like, I could make a mistake and it could be a headline. And I really, really respect that. Like,
That's
as
really
a,
cool. 'Cause like you're what if you do anything in life, like you're gonna be criticized, like people are gonna have opinions about you. And you just gotta keep doing you, and everyone can handle it the way they want to, you know? And like it's okay if he blocked me, or maybe he wants to DM me, whatever. Like everyone handles it differently. So,
Definitely,
and like that's okay. So, you know,
Yeah, no,
I don't give him flack
no,
for that.
totally. And like, yeah, no, it's like, it's difficult when people do talk about you. Yeah, it's just, yeah, some people struggle with it more than others, and that's okay. And I probably would struggle with it too if
I
I
would
were like
too.
a influencery, like, lifestyle girly with like millions of followers. Like, that was my original dream. I don't think that I could do that with the amount of criticism that these girls and guys face on the daily, but yeah, it's always nice to see the positives. Like, some influencers are still so nice. Like,
Yeah.
I always feel like pop culture people are hated by like the influencer community.
So too.
But there are some really great ones out there, and there were some people I'm mutuals with that I was shocked followed me, and I was like fangirling. I was like, this is really
Oh,
cool. Yeah, you know.
and I think we play such an important role. And I know like a lot of influencers or creators or brands like might not like us particularly. But like I feel like we kind of hold a lot of them accountable for like things that they do, you know? Because if we weren't there, I think it would be more of a circus than it already is. So, and like
And
people want to get like information, you know, that's what we're there to help them, like give them information and see what they want to do with it, you know?
And it's like, yeah, we definitely like kind of like have all the info in one place. So it's not like one video here, one video here. Like, when
Right.
we're like, our specific niche kind of just like wrangles everything in, and it's like, all right, you need one place to see everything that's going on right now, come to us. And I think people like it. People follow us, so
Right.
it's as much of an influencer as any other niche, in my opinion, but some people unfortunately don't see it that way.
Right. And it's just, I also think like you evolve and you grow. I think like doing this for 5 years, like I just pigeonholed myself to doing like pop culture, mainly like celebrity gossip. And then like as I moved to LA and I graduated from college, because I was doing this in college also. And I was like, I don't know what I want to do with my life. I think this is like the third year of TikTok. And then I decided, well, I'm gonna just try to do this as a full-time career. And I moved to LA with like the little money I had. And
Love it.
I don't know, I think being here has made me more creative and like I think like explore other lanes. Like I really love fashion and that's something I want to really get into.
Oh, you
And
should.
I also love behind the scenes like exclusive stuff.
Yes, yes.
With award shows and like events and stuff. And I know that's not like directly celebrities, but like they're there and like it's still really
Yeah.
cool for me. And I'm a nerd when it comes to all that stuff. So I think there's so many more aspects of me than just like doing gossip. And like it's been really cool to be able to like explore those. And like I'm sure you're gonna get to a point where you're like, even with the podcast, like having different creative outlets to like show who you are and express yourself and your interests, like it's very refreshing to do. And I'm just super like lucky that I can kind of like branch out and like do different things, but you know, always still come back to be like, and we got to talk about it,
Did
you
you hear
know?
what Beyonce did?
Exactly, exactly.
No, I love that. And that's super inspirational because what you just mentioned, award shows, you know, behind the scenes, you were just at the SAG Awards. That is so cool. I opened my phone and I saw you there. I was like, oh my God, yes. Yes, I'm gonna get all the content. I'm just, first of all, congratulations. That's amazing. Do you want to, I mean, share as much as you can, but like the behind the scenes of getting invited to the SAG Awards, what that whole process was like, who was the celebrity, who was your favorite celebrity to see? Tell us all. I want to know all, you
Yeah,
know?
it's so fun getting invited to these things. I'm always so grateful, and I'm just like, damn, out of everyone, like they chose to invite me, you know? And
Obviously.
I think like a big part of it too is just like networking and like talking to people too, like off TikTok and like off different apps, you know? I think a lot of people start there, they connect there, and then it's cool to connect with people like outside of that. And I think living in LA has helped me just like network and stuff. But I got invited to go through Netflix. So Netflix invited me to go
So
and they
cool.
emailed me, I think like a week or two before. And I was like,
Wow.
oh my God, this is so crazy. Like I get to go. And I didn't really know what I was doing. I'll be honest. I didn't know what I was doing. I don't know if I was going to
You
be
looked
like
like you knew exactly what you were doing. You were
interviewing
walking with your
people.
microphone on the red carpet. I was like, oh my God, he's a professional interviewer.
And they ended putting, I think they invited a couple influencers and they put us on this table where they walked in to go actually inside the SAG Awards. And we just kind of, we didn't get to like, I guess if they knew you, they could come up to you and talk to you. But like a lot of it was just like us just kind of seeing them walk in and post that live.
Still so cool to see all
Timothée
those celebs.
Chalamet, he was
Oh
amazing. You could feel like the aura in the room.
my God, I'm sure.
Selena Gomez, she's so funny. I love
You
her,
looked
but
so good. Oh my
we're
God.
like yelling. We're like, yeah, she's walking by. She just looks so confused. Like all the time. I'm like, Selena, we're just cheering for you. I think we like kind of scared her a little bit.
Oh.
But it was just Millie Bobby Brown with her
Yeah.
blonde hair. Like
I
it was just
know.
so cool to like, I think like be a part of it and like not just talk about it, but like be a part of it. And like, I think like my, I don't know, just kind of creatively, like I was telling you, like it's really cool to like be a part of it and like influence it. It's just different from talking about it. So it was cool to like be there, you know?
Oh, 100%. That's the dream. Like
And let
that
me
is.
tell you a little influencer secret. We didn't even get to go inside the SAG Awards at all. As soon as
Okay.
everyone walked in, all the celebrities walked in, they ushered us out. And they put us into an Uber. We went to like this hotel and we watched the SAG Awards from like a hotel. So like we didn't actually get to
Honestly,
go inside or anything, but I think a lot of people think we went inside, but no, we didn't.
probably more comfy at the hotel anyway. I mean, I know they do that for the Golden Globes as well. I've seen influencers who've gone have been like, we were just in a separate room. We weren't at the actual Golden Globes. I think that's more common than I think people recognize. Maybe even people who aren't influencers who were kind of invited and walked, not even walked the carpet, but like were there and then they're in the other room. No one needs to know. You were still there. You were the event, you know?
I love the BTS. I think a lot of people don't know, but it's like, no, we're still creators. Like, we didn't do a film, right? Like, I'm not an actor. And I think it's not cool, but I think it's important to like separate sometimes. Cause I didn't work 4 or 5 years on a project like Timothy Chalamet did on like Bob Dylan or something.
Yeah, but you created a platform to get you noticed by Netflix to go to the SAG Awards.
True. You know. I agree. But I think it's just like it's just a reminder too that like if I wanna be like in the actual SAG Awards room, like I gotta be an actor and like do all this, like
maybe that's your next move.
Maybe it is.
Yeah.
Oh my god, imagine. No.
No, then I have you on this very successful podcast.
Yes, we're manifesting here.
Yeah, we're manifesting, guys. Please listen.
No, I really think people are gonna enjoy like this version of you too, because like it's just you candidly speaking and being honest, and I think like we're moving in that direction where like people want like authenticity and like long form, and you know, I feel like people are gonna eat this up. So
I appreciate that. I really hope so. I've like had this concept in my head for a while, and I have this problem where I'll be like, oh, I'm gonna do it, and then I don't do it. So I'm like, I just gotta bite the bullet. Like when I messaged you, I had no setup, I had nothing. I was like, I just gotta message people, and then once they agree, that's my timeline to get everything together.
Right.
And yeah, that's what I did. But it was the same with like content creation for me. I always wanted to be a content creator. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. I've been following YouTube since like 2015. Like I have always loved it. But I finally had the courage to do it a couple of years ago. And I think if you work hard enough to find your niche and find what works for you, it can happen for anyone. I truly believe that. If you want it to happen for you, you know.
100%. And like, you're going to learn so many new things and like, just be open to it. It's, there's not like a book to be like, here's how you're a successful creator. There are definitely a lot of tips, you know. Yes. I think like if people are interested in creating, really love, you know, he's controversial, but he's the king of YouTube, Mr. Beast. Like, I think he has it down to like a science.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. It's a whole like
formula. It's like a formula.
Exactly. That's the word I'm looking for. Yeah. No.
And Colin and Samir, I love watching them. Like there's so many like outlets and like ways to get information now. Like it's like you don't have any excuse. Like you just have to like literally go watch other creators, see what they do and get some info and try to make it your own, you know. But I do think that there's always space for new creators. I think like people have a misconception that it's like, no, there can only be one. And it's like, no, like just literally like collaborate and work together and like, you'll be fine. Or just stay in your own lane. Like, you know,
100%. And like something I've learned that I was very happy to learn is that at least the pop culture community is very welcoming for the most part. I mean, I obviously haven't had an experience with every single pop culture creator out there, but like, just like, people, if they find you, they're going to follow you. They're going to message you and be like, hey, I love your content. Like, and do that for other people as well. Like, it's so nice. And people who I've followed for a while started following me. And I was like, what an honor. And I just think that's like such an exciting part of content creation is like other people recognizing your success and cheering you on instead of being like, oh, well, I was posting about this first, you know.
Yeah. It's a little like high school sometimes where like, you're going to have your good group of friends.
Yeah.
You're going to have your like, maybe people you don't really talk to or just people that maybe they don't like you, you don't like them. It is what it is. But like, I think it's just about having like a cool community of people and like just focusing your energy on like that group of people. And like, that's all that matters, you know?
Exactly. What was the moment that, because I know a lot of people are like, content creation, like, it's a side hustle, like, I'm never going to be able to make this my full-time job, like, how do I even get to the point where I can, like, make a living off of this? What was the moment that you realized, okay, I'm making a decent amount of money, I can, like, actually do this as my job?
This is such a good question. Remember, think I told you that I started like the last month of 2019.
Yeah.
I was posting in 2020 during COVID just for fun.
Yeah.
And I remember like I got my first brand deal with the brand that shall not be named.
Oh,
But it
yeah.
was a water bottle company, and I think they paid me like $300. And I was
Yeah.
like, oh, I absolutely love this.
Yeah.
This is so fun. And then in 2021, I was still kind of doing it, and I was building a following, and I was making maybe like a couple $100 a month. And I was like, okay, I
Yeah.
can buy groceries and stuff. And
Yeah.
then the real moment was when I went to college. When I was going to community college, I was living at home, but then I moved to San Diego State and I went there for a year. Things just were expensive. Tuition was expensive. I was like, oh my
Yeah.
God, like maybe I should get like an actual like real job in my eyes at
Yeah.
the time, you
Yeah.
know? Or make the social media thing like really work for me. And I was doing pretty good on TikTok, and this company reached out to me, asking me if I wanted to be a host for a Snapchat show. Like, and I
Oh.
was like, I didn't have management. I had no idea
Yeah.
what was going on. And I was like, well, how much are you guys paying me? And they're like, well, it just depends like
Yeah.
how many people view it. So I said yes to the job, and basically I made a lot of money. And I
Love
think
it.
because I made a lot of money, I was like, oh my God, like I can literally do this on TikTok.
Yeah.
And I did the job for like 8 months, and I saved all that money I made from the show. And after I graduated, I moved to LA with the saved money from the show because, you know, my parents, they have money, but not like money to send me to LA and live here, you
Not a
know?
lot of people have the money to send anyone to LA. It's a very expensive city.
Yeah, so I think that moment for me was when I had the Snapchat show, and oh my God, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. My computer is also dinging, muting
Getting
everything.
like all kinds of. Anyways, no, yeah, I think once I got the Snapchat thing and I made all that money, I was like, okay, like I can be profitable, but it was for a company, you know?
Yeah.
But I was like, I can be profitable like for
For you.
myself. And
Yeah.
they had found me on the For You page. Like they
That's
had found me on the For You page. I
awesome.
was like, I'm doing something right. Yeah, I think that was the moment for me when a company reached out and said, we want to hire you to do the show. I
Yeah.
made the money, I saved it, and then I just started doing it for myself. And ever since then, I've just been delusional, and I'm like, I can do this as a career, and it's gonna take me somewhere in the universe.
Yes. And you gotta have a little bit of delusion to do this. You gotta have a little bit of delusion to be a content creator, but honestly, it works. Like there is so much money in content creation, and if you I mean, I don't think it's for everyone. I think if you don't want to do it and you force it, people will see that you're forcing it. But if you love it and you want to commit, 100% you should, you know? I think
Yeah,
it's
so like
totally worth it.
it was just crazy. And I think the hardest thing for me too was like I never really saw anyone that like was gay or black or like Mexican, someone that like looked like me doing
Yeah.
this. And I still feel like it is a little bit underrepresented in that way.
100%.
But I think like I don't know. I was just like I need to like feel this for now, and
Yeah.
like and I hope that other like people in my community like can see this and like can envision themselves like doing these award shows and doing all these things. And like it's always so cool when I get comments you know, from people in the gay community or in the black community, in the Mexican community, like telling me like, oh my God, Asante, like this is so fun. Cause like growing up, like I didn't, it was like Asante, you're either gonna go to school and become a professor or do something very corporate America-y.
Yep.
So like this is like outside of like what my culture even deems like a job or acceptable. So I always really hold on to that for those days where, you know, I get tired. I'm like, oh, I don't want to record, or I don't want to do
Yeah.
this, or blah blah blah. So like, it's always cool to have like, you know, those like values, and like, you know, you don't even know, like there might be little girls looking up to you and being like, oh my God. It's always cool to get those types of like comments and stuff, and that always makes me feel like, hey, at least I'm doing something with my life, you
Yeah.
know.
No, totally. It's really cool. There's like so many amazing aspects of doing this, and just like reaching people who you would have never ever met in real life and them actually enjoying what you're posting and like complimenting you. It's like it goes such a long way. Like it really like I feel the same way. Like it makes my day when I get like a comment that's like, "You're my new source. Like keep them
Right.
coming. Like I love
Right.
this." Like
That energizes me. Like I read those and I love it. If what would it be like, what's your like your big like dream right now, or like something that you're aspiring to do that's like a little bit like it's big, you
I
know?
think my big dream right now is this podcast and the ideas that I have for it. My dream is to be able to interview influencers in person. And I haven't said this publicly, but I'll say it. I want to interview influencers in person. I want to travel around the country or maybe even around the world and interview influencers, do a day in the life with them, make a whole separate like YouTube channel for this podcast and do day in the lives with your favorite influencer, and they just take you through the day with them, me like there to interview them, ask them about like, okay, you wake up, you go to yoga, like what are you gonna do next? What
Right.
is the next step? Are you gonna have a Zoom call with a brand or something like that? I feel like I'm saying this in a very long-winded way, but then we would go and sit down and do the podcast, and that's my dream. That's where I'm hoping that the influencer effect goes.
That would be so dope, because I feel like it's something that like not a lot of people know what influencers do, and like especially on the back end, you know, like what actually happens when you're filming a video, editing, or you're going to this award show, or you're doing this brand deal. Like, how does that actually look? What are the rates? Like, what rates do you charge? If people want to talk about that, like, there's so much that's like such a secret in the influencer space. So I think people would love that. And you know, you got to throw in a couple controversial questions once in a while. At least with a little clip, you know.
What's your big goal, your big picture plan, like your 5-year plan, maybe, what you want to do next?
Ooh, that is so good. I honestly just feel like I think before I was like very close-minded, and I'm like, I'm only gonna be a TikToker and I'm only gonna like report news and stuff. And I think now it's just like I'm just open to so much. Like I really am. Like I'm open to doing like fashion. I'm open to like doing acting. Like I'm really open to everything. And like I think doing long form for me is like something that is a big goal of mine and a big dream, is just to have people like watch me long form, because I feel like they get the most real and authentic version of me that you couldn't get like in a 60-second video. So
You just start a podcast. I feel like you'd be such a good podcaster.
I've been, you know what? You know what it is for me? I'll be so honest. I'm so used to short form content and you can edit it so quickly and post it. And then when it comes to doing long form, oh God, it gives me a headache. And like I can't, like I don't know if I don't my brain just like shuts down, but it's so hard for me to like put a long form video out there. I also just like don't, it's so new, I don't know how to do it. So I've been learning though. I've had a couple long form videos that I've never posted publicly. I probably won't,
Post
but like
them. Post them.
I'm getting a hang of it, you know? So I also do like YouTube lives randomly. Like I don't even like post about it anywhere. I do YouTube lives like once on the weekend on Sundays,
Oh, you should post about
and I
it.
just talk, and like people love them. So I think I'm training myself to like get there, you know?
No, I feel like you'd be such a good host. I can see you on a red carpet one day as well, interviewing all the
That's a
celebrities.
goal too.
I mean, you basically did that at the SAG Awards. I
Right.
mean, that is so cool. I totally see you as a host, a podcaster. Like, catch us in 5 years, guys.
Catch us in 5 years and we're gonna look back at this and be like, we clocked
We totally
it.
predicted everything that was gonna happen.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm just so open like creatively though. Like I don't know where I wanna be, but I just know I wanna do like long form content and just really establish myself like in the space, because you never know, because like influencers come and go, you know, and I don't want to be one of those people that like comes and goes. Like I really want to like establish myself. Like I think about like Drew Afualo, I think about like Brittany Broski, I think
They're
about all these
killing
like really like just like powerful
it.
and like funny like personalities, you know, and I'm like I just want to get to that like era and sphere of my life.
And you just got to say, why not me? Why not
Right,
me?
right.
Like I could do it too. And like you're just a couple steps away from that, and that's so exciting, you know?
I appreciate that. And hey,
Yeah.
you too with the podcast. Like, I'm so happy that you're doing this. Like, are
Thank
you gonna,
you.
this is me just being nosy, but like, are you gonna be posting like clips from this
Yes.
on your TikTok? Okay.
Yes. Yes. That is my plan. I will be doing that. Hopefully people enjoy them. But yeah, no, I'm hoping. I mean, I already can think of so many great clips from this podcast that will hopefully
Oh
do
God.
well on social media. Shout out Noah Beck. No, I'm kidding.
Oh God, he's gonna see this and be like, not this man talking about me again.
You're like, I thought we were over this.
Is a reflection point in my career, right? We're reflecting a
We're
little bit now.
reflecting on ways we could have known. No, yeah, definitely. And I think that people like who podcast know that a lot of like their audience comes from social media. So I think that's like the best way to promote a podcast is through those clips that you see on social media. That's how I find out about a lot of the podcasts that I listen to, you know?
Right.
Little clips, like for example, like the Giggly Squad. I saw their clips all over social media, and I was like, what's this podcast? And now I love it. So
Yeah, that's how you do it. I think we're also like in an era of like, I get, oh my God, I'm not gonna age myself, but people are calling it, I was gonna say the kids are calling it, people are calling it clip farming, you know, where you like get like a little clip, like especially from streamers like Kai Cenat or like Speed or like all these, like just I think it could be any event, any live event or whatever. And like, I do think that like drives a lot of engagement. So, you know?
So catch us in a TikTok clip
Yes, I'm trying
and
to think.
then click
I
the link
think
in my bio
literally,
and
I'm like, it's right here, guys. I did
yeah.
all the work for you. You just gotta watch. Just gotta watch.
Except sometimes social media apps don't like when we say link in bio.
They don't like
So
that. So we just might
we
have to
kind
write
of
it
have to
out.
hint at it, write it out.
Write
Yeah.
it out in some
Yeah.
weird font and you get
The link emoji in bio with a zero.
Oh, I have to ask you too. I know this is your podcast, but I do have to ask,
I love that you're interviewing me too. That
who is your dream guest on your podcast?
was great. My ex-boyfriend. Dream guest on my podcast. That's so hard. I want to say, like, Remy Cruz. I have been following her. Do you know who she is?
No. I'm like, wait, maybe.
So she is like an OG YouTuber. OG, OG. She's my comfort creator. I like turn on her YouTube videos and I'm just like relaxed. Like, I listen to literally, I consume everything that she does. Like, her YouTube, her podcast, I consume it all. I love her. If I could even just talk to her, I would die. Like, I love her. Probably her. But I mean, the list is long. The list is very
I'm sure
long.
it's long.
I love Emily Kaiser. I would love to do a day in life with Emily
Mm-hmm.
Kaiser in Arizona with her cute little family. Probably right, not right now. She's about to give birth, but that's okay.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe
Yeah.
not right now.
Yeah.
But
Or
honestly,
maybe
any of the
perfect
OG.
timing. No.
Yeah. Perfect timing. I'm like, hey, so I know you're like a day postpartum, but I'm here. Any of the OG like YouTubers too that I watched when I was younger, like a Jaclyn Hill, a Manny MUA, like that would be
Yes.
crazy. That would be like 16-year-old me would need to pinch herself craziness. Do you have like a dream person you would want to collaborate with or a dream celebrity you would want to interview?
Oof, honestly, I really love Addison Rae.
Yeah.
I need a bad bleep, like Addison Rae, you know.
Exactly.
I think it's just so cool. I love everything she's doing, like the branding of it all, the way that she dresses, and I feel like she's a person, like obviously I think we kind of all saw how she like grew up and got famous and
Yeah.
stuff, but like there's been so much drama with her family and like
Oh my
her
God,
dating
I
Bryce
forgot about
Hall and
that.
everything, and
Yeah.
like the fact that she's been able to like turn these like cringy dances into like almost like a career like outside of
A
the
full
dances
career. She's
is
like
is insane to me. And like, I would just love to like pick her brain and be like,
yeah,
yo, like how'd
you do it?
How'd you do it? And like, give me your creative process. Like, I would have so many questions for her. So I think Addison Rae, and I feel like I've been following her reporting about her since like the start. So like, I feel like I'm an OG Addison Rae, like, person, you know, and you know, maybe I didn't say the nicest things about her in the beginning, but like now, girl, I was 17, 18. Now I get it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a little bit older.
She's
now.
A businesswoman. She's right. A business. No, that would be iconic as well. I mean, she's releasing a whole album, or did she release the album?
Not yet, but
It's coming.
She released her single. What is it called? Fashion.
Yeah.
Something.
So, is it just Fashion? I don't know. I'm bad with song names, but I know the song.
I'm gonna actually lose it if I don't get this right, so I'm gonna look it up. High Fashion.
There High Fashion, and then there's Aquamarine, too. Yeah. No, she's killing the game. Like, that's such a good answer. Okay. We do need to wrap up, unfortunately, but I have one final last question. What advice do you have for an aspiring content creator, someone who wants to be in your shoes?
Oh my God, this is so fun. Well, I feel like if you want to be a creator, I think honestly, you kind of have to treat it kind of like you're going to school, like watch things that inspire you and that you like. And I think just study and learn. There's so much information out there about like how to use a camera, how to use a mic. Like, you can simplify it to just using your phone, but I think learning the basics and just putting yourself out there, I think that's like the biggest thing. I think a lot of people are scared to put yourself out there, but just try it. Put yourself out there, make a secret account away from your family and friends, and just try it, because I think that's a lot of pressure sometimes to like put yourself in front of Instagram or TikTok, like in front of all these people that might follow you already. So do a little spam account and start posting, and then I think after a while you'll get the hang of it, and just continue to learn. So I think get creating a spam, and hopefully that'll become your main account.
I love that. And so many creators have said, this was my spam account and now it has a million followers. You know, like, that happens for so many people. That's such good advice. Like, just do it. If you need to block your friends and family, block them. Like, trust me, you're going to eventually unblock them when they see how many followers you have. So,
I agree. Yeah. What about you? What's your advice?
My advice is to post about stuff that you actually care about, because people can read fakeness. And I, from personal experience, tried posting like, day in my life, this is what I eat in a day. And it wasn't authentic, because I just was doing it because I wanted to blow up. But when the minute I started posting about pop culture, it was almost like people could sense, oh, she cares about this. She's been researching this, and let me hear what she has to say. And I think that is why my videos started doing well, because I had such a passion behind it. So just think about what you care about and then post about that.
If you weren't doing pop culture, Samantha, what would you be posting about right now?
What would I be posting about? See, I tried to be like a fitness influencer. I ran 2 half marathons last year. I could not run them right now, but I loved the whole training process and all of that. I did try posting about it for a bit. It's just hard. Like, people are so good at what they do, just so well trained in their niche, that it's just like I can't even touch it, because they know exactly what they're doing. Like those, and I follow all those like runner girlies and stuff, and they're so good at recording, and it's not one of my talents, you know? That's why I just think pop culture works so great for me, because it just clicked in my brain, and I understood exactly how I needed to report on it. So I think if you eventually find that niche, you're golden.
Right. But, I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. This was so fun. I like, seriously, no, this was so, so fun. I loved it. I didn't even ask like the majority of the questions I was going to ask, because we just talked the whole time. And I love that. I love that. Where can people find you? Just promote yourself. What platforms should people find you on? What should they look out for?
If you want to hear a person that yaps about just trending stuff that's going on, And some behind the scenes. You can follow me at Asante Madrigal, and that's Asante. And oh my God, how do I spell my last name?
It's written right here.
Madrigal, because a lot of people are like, I don't know how to say that. I don't know how to pronounce it. I don't know how to spell it. So there you go.
There you go. Got it spelled out for you. Well, thank you so much for coming on. This was so much fun. And hopefully, people learned a little bit about content creation and the behind the scenes aspect.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thank you.